All right, time to talk music. A challenging world. Let me set the stage here because Apple is the number one retailer of music. iTunes and digital downloads at iTunes dominate the industry entirely. But the world is changing. People have been moving. 100 million people listen to Pandora. 60 million people listen to Spotify. And you're seeing dramatic, almost precipitous drops in record sales over the last few years. Apple obviously recognizes they've got to do something. They buy Beats with Beats streaming service, which on its own was not wildly successful, around 110,000 subscribers when they bought it. Compare that to 100 million or 60 million, you get an idea that Beats was a late to the party and perhaps not the strongest. But I think they also felt good about getting Dr. Dre, getting Jimmy Iovine, and maybe even more importantly, getting Trent Reznor, and designing something that they could, is it replace, you feel like it's replace iTunes and purchases with, that this is, I feel like people don't buy music much anymore. I think
some people do and some people don't. So
Steve Jobs always said people want to own music.
Well,
that's changed.
Some people do and some people don't. And I think what Apple's trying to do is have it both ways. You can buy music from them. You can stream all your music. It also integrates essentially the features of iTunes Match. So if you have music that's not on their service, it'll get added, and then you'll have access to it too.
That, I wasn't clear, weren't clear at the presentation, but they do say that on the webpage.
Right.
That is interesting. That is what Google does now with its All Access Music, and Amazon does with its music. It allows you to upload, and iTunes Match does.
Sure.
But now they allow you to upload and stream via their new music service.
Yeah, so that way if
that's a competitive advantage.
If Taylor Swift weren't on this service, and maybe she will be, but she's not on the others, you buy her album, it would just be integrated with all the other music.
I use the Beatles as an example. It's the only way you're going to get Beatles on a streaming music service.
Right, is that you bought them on CD or on iTunes, and they will just show up. Yeah. But otherwise, I think Beats Music is a good service. I love how they spent time talking about, it's the thing I liked from their music presentation, is they talked about curation. They talked about using human beings to pick playlists, and it's people who understand music who are trying to go beyond the algorithm. And Beats, as a music service, was really good, is, until the end of the month, a really good. That was its thing that it was
That was
good
its
at.
Thing. That's what Jimmy Iovine stepped forward before, when they founded Beats and said, we believe we want to bring the human back into the music business.
So I think it's a good service. It was late to the party and hasn't really caught on, but I think Apple...
It's also hobbled by its association with AT&T, I think.
I think it's a smart move. It was a smart move for Apple to take it. I think rebranding it is just fine, but I think that they're inheriting something
that's a good feature. Some of the Beatsy features, like the sentence is gone,
I'm hanging with my Keynote... Yeah. Buddies waiting.
That was
for
the unique
Tim
thing.
Cook.
They're also taking away the Beats Android app, and they won't have Android till the fall.
Right.
That's a big audience. It's like not having a Windows app. They will have a Windows app in the fall as well.
Will they take it away, or will they just leave it there?
We don't know.
Yeah, maybe they'll leave it there.
It isn't even going to be a compatible service.
Yeah, when this launches in 8.4 at the end of the month, June 30th, I have to feel like the old Beats is going to just say, okay, switch over. Yeah, bye-bye.
It could be.
And for Android users, that's going to be, okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if that's what they're doing, then.
Well, and for the Android app is also hobbled in that there's no free access. If you are, you can only get the, so there's a number of features that if you're using it on iOS or on your Mac, you can get for free. You can listen to Beats One. You can get some of the streaming the radio stations with limited skips. But that's not available as a tier for Android. You have to be a paid subscriber to get anything.
It surprised me that Beats One was free, because that was another differentiator, is we're going to have a 24/7 global radio station with three of the best-known disc jockeys in the world who I had never heard of. And that was a differentiator, but that's for you get that. Every Apple user gets that.
Well, but it's a great way to sell music and to get people into the service, right? That's a great way to say, look, we're giving away all this music for free. We've got people who are choosing it. We really want to appeal.
I get it both, because I'll subscribe to Spotify for the same price, $10 a month, and I get Beats One Radio.
But the family price is amazing, right?
I mean, $15.
$15 a month, that's what's
willing
me.
To use iCloud Family Sharing, which some people have had ups and downs.
Oh, you have to use Family Sharing to do that?
Yeah, it's tied to your Family Sharing plan.
Yeah. I had heard that The Verge said that Spotify was going to respond to that with
a
similar price.
That.
I don't see an announcement.
I don't think they've done
that. That happens when you've got deals with labels, right? Is that you go back to them and say, cut us that same deal for family.
And the tit for tat, by the way, was no free tier. I mean, that's what the labels didn't like. That's what Taylor Swift didn't like, is the free tier of Spotify and Pandora and all these others.
Well, that's
and
very Apple's Apple, not gonna do right? That. That's very Apple to just say, look, pay us. That's what we're here for, is you pay us money.
There will be some free stuff. You said Radio 1
Beats
is free.
Beats 1 is free. Some stuff that
iTunes Radio is not going away.
There are still going to be curated stations, and you will be able to listen to them for free with limited skips, much as you can now on iTunes Radio.
So they do have a free tier, really.
There is some free stuff, but it's less control, right? You can't just go and play any song, I think.
Well, Pandora is
like
that,
too. Right.
Yeah.
Closer to Pandora than Spotify.
Not Spotify, right. Yeah.
Yeah, I found that really confusing. I mean, I was expecting to see one just sort of tight ball of music features. But now I'm thinking, okay, so I've got the radio station, plus I've got iTunes Match, plus I've got Apple Radio, plus I've got curated playlists from other people, plus I've got a social media platform. I mean, it's just, it really just seems like if I understand what Apple's going for, I really think that they don't want to leave anything behind on the plate. They want to, if there is a way that somebody is experiencing music, they want to have a product that will work with whatever you're going to do. Because they don't want people to leave the Apple ecosystem in order to get internet radio, or they like everything except for a curated playlist. So they're going to still be dipping into Spotify for curated playlists. But it made it really, really difficult to follow the story that they were trying to tell yesterday. And it's really, all that I was hearing was, okay, we've got that feature from Spotify, and now we've got this feature from this other service you're familiar with. So just, I don't know what to think. It just seems like the note that I have in front of me, taken at the time, was that, okay, you've given me a lot of reasons why this new music system is great for Apple. I don't think you've given me a reason why it's going to be great for me, the customer.
Well, I think the service could be good, although getting all that stuff in a single app is going to be really hard. I think there's no question.
Has anybody seen the app?
They showed the music app on iOS. They have not shown it. So it will be integrated in iTunes on the Mac, which is already kind of a
cesspool. It gave me great hope. My heart started pounding a little bit when they showed what looked like a very different iTunes on the screen, and then they didn't say anything more. But do you think they've rewritten iTunes?
Well, I sure hope so.
I hope so.
But this newest version isn't even that old, so it's unclear whether they're ready to throw that all out already.
Yeah. I think iTunes is gradually becoming an operating system.
And sentient.
It's the Emacs. It's the Emacs of music
players.
You'll
be able to get mail from it.
But Andy's absolutely right. They didn't make the case. And that's one of my great faults with that section of the keynote, is not only is it long and boring and overstuffed and self-indulgent and very not Apple keynote, but they have a very interesting, complicated service that they need to make the case for. And instead, that was sort of like, here's Drake, he'll tell you some stories, and they didn't make the case that they needed to make.